This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Tom and Warren on Joy.
Good morning, Tom.
That was so loud, Warren.
Was it?
Don't yell like that.
Oh, sorry.
It's early. it's can't be arse Friday, isn't it?
Aren't you excited, Friday?
Give me this coffee and I'll finish and then it'll come up.
Weekend's coming. Hey, I'm really excited because you know how yesterday we spoke about Uber ratings?
Oh, yes, and mine's terrible.
Mine went up.
Oh, really?
1.1.
Yeah, that's
since
because
yesterday.
Of sexual favours. So they're finally coming back. We know what happens in your Uber. Yeah.
Hey, I'm a bit annoyed today because I just picked up one of the papers, the Herald Sun, and you know how the Transport Minister cancelled is it Sky News that's been broadcast across the train stations?
I didn't know that.
No, apparently, well, it has been.
Because they got the neo-Nazi on there?
Yeah, they got them. So she cancelled it, right? And so what the Herald Sun's done, the front page is all about fix the trains, not the news.
Correct, I agree.
It goes over to, you know, the third page, I think it's written there as well. Like, it's just, like, she just said, don't cancel the, you know,
the news.
Cancel the news because of this right-wing extremist. It's got nothing to do with, like, she can still fix the trains. Yeah, she's got to fix them. But what's it got?
I think the people at Melbourne Metro must have misread her memo. And instead of cancelling the news, the bastard cancelled the trains. Let me tell you. Read your memo, Metro Trains. She said, stop playing the news. Leave the trains running. Yeah.
Now, you accused me of yelling in your ear before, but you've just realised your headphones were up to it.
I thought you started the show and I thought, don't you realise I'm still hungover, I am tired, and you're screaming at me when we start. And then I realised, oh, the volume's up to 10 on my headphones. I'm not having a great morning so far today, have I?
So it's not me. Have you ever been at an airport and you've searched for a power outlet to charge your phone?
No. Why would you do that?
Well, you might want to, or you sit there with your laptop if you're waiting for
You go to the airport to get on a plane. You don't go there to pick up people on Grindr.
But what if you actually... It's one of the best places, isn't it?
I don't know. I go to the airport to get on a plane.
Because everyone's bored and they're sitting around and they log on to these apps.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Why are you bored?
No, actually, you know, I had a friend who used to go to the airport just to log on to the apps.
Oh, no, that's sick. That's why we have security. Australian Federal Police should be there. Those people should be tasered and put on a plane back to some third world country.
He had some...
Called Tamworth. That's have you been to Tamworth? Yes.
Well, searching for an open power outlet in an airport can be frustrating, but there's a raft of pranksters who are putting stickers of fake power outlets onto walls, bins and any...
Oh, that's funny. Are you serious?
I'm serious.
So people are trying to... Plug into a sticker.
The stickers have got fake shadows as well, so they don't. You don't look at them. And go, oh my goodness!
Is this at Melbourne Airport? Because I've got nothing to do this afternoon. I could go there and watch.
I don't know if it's in Melbourne yet, but it has happened at a few. It's definitely happened at LA Airport. But you can't, because they've got the shadows. They look actually like proper PowerPoints on the wall. They're not, but they're just stickers.
Oh, that would be so good. Do you know, there's a really good bar at Melbourne Airport. I could sit myself up there this afternoon, order a couple of drinks, and just watch people be idiots.
But there's a clip online of a lady trying to plug her phone charger into the sticker.
Okay.
And she's really, like, she's pushing and she's trying to get it in, the poor doll.
She's been trying to get it in for quite a while by the look of it.
She has been. But so anyway, there's a lesson learned from this. Don't simply plug into any open hole that you see.
Oh, so there was a lesson to this. There is a moral to this story.
There is, absolutely.
I thought it was just... people are idiots and you go to the airport to make fun of morons.
No, not all. So a freehold is not necessarily a good one.
Oh, that's not what I
was
told.
Could be a sticker. Did you see in the news that women in Japan are shaking with rage after a medical university admitted manipulating entrance test results for years to keep out female applicants?
Oh, no, this is a joke.
No, it's not. This is serious. A Japanese medical school deliberately cut women's entrance test scores for at least a decade.
So poor ladies, I was just going and said, oh, you really didn't get 99, you only got 89. That would cause emotional stress.
More than emotional stress. The alterations were uncovered in an internal investigation of an accusation that regarding the entrance exam for Tokyo Medical University sparked protests and anger. And they concluded that scores were manipulated to give men more points than women and thus hold down the number of women admitted, since school officials felt they were more likely to quit.
That's ridiculous. I would not judge male, female, race, anything. you know, if I went to a doctor, but no. I don't like it when they look younger than my children, then I do stress. I do sit there and go, I've got a daughter who's studied medicine. You're here. When did you start? You know, and then they usually turn around and go, I'm 32. And I still think, I don't know.
But you know what? That's interesting because at least then you know their skills are up to date. Because sometimes you go to these older ones.
Did you go to I went to university once.
Yeah.
Well, actually, we laughed. I think we were talking about that yesterday. I've failed two university degrees. I'm still trying to pay that hex off, but we'll talk about that again another day. But I used to go there, watch my dear. They're drunk and having sex all day. They're not studying. Yeah, they're not studying. You don't learn anything until you leave university. You go to university to get away from your parents. Have a lot of protected sex, or always protected sex, isn't it? Yeah. Drink a lot. That's why you get...
Well, you learn as well. Yes, you do all those things, but you do...
Well, what did you learn at uni?
I learned lots.
Name one.
I learned how to push this button.
We didn't learn that at uni.
No, I did, but they're saying they wanted to hold
down... Have you noticed he hasn't answered, Andy? He learned nothing.
Number of women admitted school officials felt they were more likely to quit the profession after having children.
That's such an old...
That's their excuse.
Have they not seen the Prime Minister of New Zealand? She's had a baby and come back to work. Now she's gone to New York with it.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Well, it's interesting because their Prime Minister...
she's probably going to sell it on the way. No, you wouldn't do that, would you? I used to threaten my children all the time when they used to be naughty.
That's terrible.
Do you understand I can get a lot of money for you overseas?
That's really bad because that'll create abandonment issues for them later on.
Listen, they're adults now. They're over it. That was the best I'd done to them.
The Prime Minister of Japan, Shinzo Abe, has made a priority of creating a society where women can shine. So they've gone against what their country wants anyway.
But don't forget, that's the Prime Minister saying what he thinks.
Yeah.
They're all liars. They say what they want to say in front of the news, then they run back and change it.
Yeah, I reckon that's really bad. I've had great women doctors in my life. I think they're fantastic.
Yeah.
I
just don't think any doctors are any good. They're horrible, they're mean, they're nasty, they always want to stick things in me.
Oh.
I mean, like needles. Yeah.
Do you have trouble sleeping?
No.
No?
Why would I have trouble sleeping?
Because you know how if you stare at your phone or whatever before bed, is it the blue light apparently keeps you awake?
Yeah, I'm not addicted to it. I don't have to have it in my hand looking at it.
But I do notice if I'm looking at it before I go to bed, I have trouble falling asleep if I'm, you know, working on it or if I'm using my computer before I go to bed. So I reckon it does impact.
Okay, of course, those flickering lights. Look, it should be do that with anything. You should actually turn all electronic devices off and just have a breathe for 10 minutes.
You know, right? I think you're a wealth of education this morning because you've told us about Homo erectus before.
Oh, yeah.
And you're right because this new study is showing that there's another reason to turn your phone off before bed, and it's not just the light coming from it. It's to do with your internet speed.
Why?
Absolutely. According to a study that's just been published, researchers have discovered that high-speed internet can actually reduce the amount and quality of sleep you're getting at night.
Oh, we're sucked in all those people that got good NBN. Is that what we're saying?
So maybe it's good we've
all those people that can stream on Netflix and not have to watch a buffer 35 times during one little thing. Oh, you poor people.
So it's not just your phone that's keeping you from getting to sleep. It's what you're doing on the phone or your computer or any internet-connected device for that matter.
But I think this is going to be a lot of people that are on their phone trying to find a late night hookup, and it would just be addictive, wouldn't it? Oh, quick, there could be one now. It might be better.
It could be that. It's making it attractive to stay up. The study revealed that using a device with broadband internet, people are getting 25 minutes less sleep each night than if they weren't using the internet at all. How's that?
Okay, well, I'm kind of neither here nor there because I really don't care.
Well, what it means is I put this thing on my phone and my laptop that, you know, dims it at a certain time so it doesn't impact. But it turns out that may not be, you know, helping. It's not. It's actually the internet's connection.
Yeah, so turn it off. Turn it off. You don't need it.
Now, have you ever been to Bali?
When I was a kid, I did at 17. But this is where we're talking. We've got to go for a wedding at Christmas.
Do you?
Yeah, like December. And I swore to God I would never go to Bali again. It's a cesspool of Australian bogans.
I went in, I don't know, must be in the night late.
Is that
90s.
Where you got that tacky tattoo from? Your barbed wire around your bicep?
I haven't got barbed wire around my bicep.
I just assumed you did. You know, did you have a tramp stamp? Did you have a tramp stamp?
I came home with my hair with little beads in it.
Do you notice he's not answering that question?
Well, someone's classified the type of bogans that go to Bali.
Oh, great. So, look, this is good because I need to figure out where we're going to stay at the wedding.
You need to figure out what sort of bogan you're going to be. So there's the OG, which is the original gangster bogan.
Oh, the really good ones that come from, like, Frankston. Right. That go over with their chow down for 10 days.
So the OG can be found in Cooter's Poppy's Lanes, all right, getting a French polish, nails, or their kids' dog's face tattooed on their arm.
The kids... Oh, I get what you mean. This is exactly what I was making fun of you about.
These are your classic Bali bogans who've been buying holiday packages...
Bintang T-shirt,
to the same resort since 1991 and spend their whole trip swimming in three pools.
Ugh.
Right? Nicking Bintangs at breakfast and accidentally ashing out durries at the swim-up bars.
Oh, dear. That could be me.
They can tell you where to get the cheapest massage within two blocks of their hotel.
Well, I can tell you where a good massage is.
They can tell you what to order at the Aussie barbecue restaurant down the road.
Okay.
Okay. And they go on day trips and they buy 10 fake Ray-Bans for the way home.
And a Rolex, fake Rolex. You need a couple of those.
That's right. They like their trips on glass-bottom boats.
Well, we all do.
And any activities with potential animal abuse.
You never mentioned Bintang T-shirts. I just assumed that was part of the look.
Okay. So there's that. Do you reckon you're that bogan?
Well, at first I said no, then I heard about sitting in the swim-out bar, ashing my cigarette.
You might be this one, the BSB.
BSB.
So the BSB is the basic suburban bogan.
Oh, okay, so they're going to be the rich ones that, when they all go over and hire the little villa. I've got a private villa with my own pool.
They do. They toss up between staying in five-star hotels or private villas with their own pool.
Okay,
they travel in packs.
Oh, do they what?
Groups or friends of families, right? And they orbit around the shops to get together in their packs. Now, BSBs love a sunset bar and they go to every single day club on the island.
Shit, I'm one of those too. I know where happy hour starts. I know where to go.
The BSBs, or the basic suburban bogans, are happy to take their private car out of town for cheap Botox.
Yeah, I could do that.
Right, or go shopping.
Yeah.
They like monkey selfies.
No, I'm scared the bitch will bite me.
Okay.
I've seen it do it. They bit this woman on the bum once, so that was in Thailand.
I had one pee on me once.
You sure that wasn't your grinder date? Yeah, I've told you to stop ticking that box that says golden next to it.
Okay, maybe you're the hipster bogan then. Okay, so Hybo, the hipster bogan. They love to talk about travel off the tourist trail.
Oh, Andy, it sounds like you and your trip over to Thailand, isn't it? Or where'd you go?
They like to start their own, when they come home, they say we're going to start our own jewellery business or clothing line.
Yeah.
Right? They like their small-scale hotels.
Oh, we love a little B&B where we can make coconut, bikinis and bash a little bit of silver.
They like to make friends with the owners, who they text a couple of times when they return home. And they make their other friends via Tinder or Grindr or any of the other apps, and they zip around on scooters without their helmet.
Excellent. They're the ones that usually you see them all skidded up the next day. They've got skid marks all up the back.
Are you a hipster bogan? No.
No, those don't fit into the hipster one.
Okay, maybe you're this one, the Yobo.
Yobo?
The yoga bogan.
Oh, God, no, yoga's like death.
So Yobos are found lining up at 9 a.m. by a ticket to some ecstatic dance class.
I hate those ones. They're the ones that the fire twirl of drum hip and they should be. They're the ones that should be sent to Lombok and then drown that thing down.
They're only into organic vegan dining. They won't touch anything else, right, unless they buy direct from produce market.
Yeah.
The posher yobos are called the po-yobos, right? They're found relaxing around their boutique hotels, just having finished a spiritual tour of cleansers, colonics, silent retreats, meditation and yoga accreditations.
But you know what? I'm really sad. Now, you've gone through this. This is all about me trying to get to Bali and I don't want to go. I think I'm the OG bogan.
What's the OG bogan?
Well, that was the one pissed in the pool bar that drops his sickie. Last time I was there, I think I was there for about 6 hours and I'd had about 14 drinks and I realised I hadn't left to go to the toilet.
So you're not the retired bogan. That's the other one.
Oh, is there more, is there?
Oh, the loved-up bogan. So you're the OG bogan.
Wake up with Tom and Warren, Thursdays for breakfast on Joy. Tune in to 94.9 in Melbourne. Stream live at joy.org.au or download the Joy app. Available via podcast at joy.org.au, on iTunes or your favourite podcasting platform. Joy Podcasts, where you want them, when you want them.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA plus community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.